I know some of you, it's very hard to pronounce my last name. And my last name is Landini. I was born in the Philippines. And then I got saved in the Philippines. And then the Lord called me and to serve me. I've been a pastor in the Philippines for 22 years. And then 1999, the Lord called us to go to Cambodia to start teaching the gospel. Now, if you don't know where is Cambodia, this is in the border of Thailand, east of Thailand, south of Vietnam, and then on the north of Cambodia is Laos. Now, Cambodia is known as the healing fields in Asia, because way back in 1975 to 1979, a Cambodian man named Pol Pot, he is one of these political leaders at that time. The Chinese government brought him in China and they trained him for 2 years and then 1 year in Russia. And they bring him back to help the people and to organize the government. But the problem is he go another way and he wants to control everything. So what he did is he gathered all these people, especially those professional and educated ones, and start killing them. From 75, 76 to 1979, in a matter of 4 years, he killed 1.8 million Cambodians. That's the reason why Cambodia is known as the killing fields in Asia. And all these 1.8 million are all the professionals, teachers, businessmen, lawyers, doctors. So what happened, those that have been left, that they did not die, are people that never go to school. So and then 1980, he was, through the help of Vietnamese government, they trained another man named Hun Sen, and they helped him to topple the government of Pol Pot. But from 80 to 1995, they experienced three civil wars already. Their last civil war is 1997, and then in 1999 we came, the Lord called us, and we start preaching the gospel. Now, this country is one of the poorest countries in Asia. The minimum wage law is only $30 a month. People, they make money $1 a day. These are policemen, teachers, government employees, so it's very hard for them to be peacefully and raise children. So because of this problem, they turn into a lot of illegal activities like prostitution. Prostitution is everywhere. A young Cambodian girl, 11 to 12 years old, it costs only $5 a night. And you can see children, you go to the market every Saturday, you will find a basket of children up for sale. They sell it for $5. So the Lord lead us to organize and start a children's home. We have hundreds and hundreds of children on the streets. But I know we cannot help all these children, but at least we can help some. Right now we have 27 children already in the orphanage. The purpose of this orphanage is we want these children to grow up in a Christian community, in a Christian church, and then we will go into bring the gospel in their hearts, and they will get saved, and then we will train them, and they will become a church worker, a pastor, or a missionary. That is our goal. It is not our goal to find foster parents with these children. Our goal is we want them to grow in that church and help them, feed them, give them the best education, and train them. And then 5 years from now, probably by the Lord's willing, I got 9 children at the age of 14, 15, and 16. 5 years from now, they become young people already, between 19 to 21. Then we start a church. That is the purpose. And that is the reason why I think in this country we are praying some individuals and churches if they can help us to feed these children. We have 27 children right now, and we need about $3,000 a month to feed all these children. And the Lord is being good to us. There are some churches that they committed to help and pray, and we are looking forward out of this children home. 5 weeks from now, we can start another 10 churches. And the Lord is being good to us. And although it's very hard, just imagine when you wake up in the morning, you have 27 children around you. They are crying, they are praying, sometimes it makes you crazy. So, I want, in the evening, I want everybody to go to bed. And that is the time that I will get a peace of mind. But every time you woke up in the morning from 5 o'clock in the morning up to 7, or it is like a market in our place. Just imagine, 27 children. And up, there are fighting, boxing each other. It's hard because they came out into different backgrounds. They come out into different families. And some of these children, they stay in that market for 6 months. They don't know what is a father's love. They don't know what is a family. And then suddenly you put them all together in one place. They will sleep in the same room. They will eat in one dining hall. Sometimes, you know, it's really very hard. But we thank the Lord that God gave us patience to these children. And please pray for this ministry. And hopefully we are praying that the God will lead you, that you can be a blessing to these children. Now I would like to invite you to please open your Bible with me in the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 5, I will read a couple of verses. In Luke chapter 5, I will read verse number 1, I will read it, and please, if you can follow to your eyes. Luke chapter 5, verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And so two ships were standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were on the other ship, and they should come and help them. They came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now this is a very familiar story. This is about fishing. And I never experienced to go in the ocean or in the lake for fishing. I was born in an agricultural city. I know how to plant rice. I know how to plant potato. I know how to plant vegetables. I know how to plant corn. I know how to harvest rice by hands. We don't have those big monster heavy equipments for eating the land. Last Thursday, I went to Regina and I preached to Brother Bill Sikansky. And then I went back to Prince Albert and I take highway number 2. And I saw on those farms, huge monster equipments. It's bigger than a house. And it so amazed me today. I remember my grandfather, they owns 10 hectares of land. And they till the land by hand. They use water buffalo. They clean the 10 hectares by hand. They water those vegetables by hand. And I enjoy looking and driving in that road. And it came to my mind. I said, I wish in that time we have all these big equipments, and then it's easy for us. But when it comes to fishing, I don't know anything about fishing. And in fact, I don't know how to swim. Now, in this verse, if you will go to read these verses, they are not in order. Look at in verse, this fisherman, in the Bible, in verse, okay, in verse number 5, it said, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. So meaning, they just came back from fishing. They stayed overnight in the lake of Gennesaret, but they caught nothing. They went back with empty nets. Now, remember, these people, they are not just an ordinary fisherman. This is their job. This is their income. They are professional fishermen. And I believe they are one of the best fishermen in town at their time. But something went wrong that night. The Bible said, they came back from fishing, nothing. They came back with emptiness. Nothing. They caught nothing. Even just a small fish, the Bible said, nothing. It's an empty net. Now, they could not believe it what happened that night. Because that is the first time that it happened in their fishing career that will go back on the seashore zero. So they want to figure out, what is the problem? Why they got nothing? The weather is perfect. The waves are smooth. The moon is dark. Everything is perfect. They have all the equipments, but they got nothing. So they couldn't understand. For the first time, they went back to the seashore, emptiness. So that morning, they tried to pick you out and solve the problem. What is the problem? Why we got nothing? So someone will check the nets, maybe their nets, they have a big holes. Somebody will check some of their equipment, but they cannot find it. Nothing is wrong as far as the equipment is concerned. Everything is okay. The weather is perfect. The nets are in shape. Their boats are okay. But why they got nothing? So while they are having a discussion and trying to solve this problem, Jesus came. He just came on the right time, on the right day. He came and he said, fellow, I want you to go back for fishing. Now remember, sometimes in our life as Christians, we come to the point that we will face a big hole in our life, that we don't know what to do. There is a point in our ministry, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. This is the needs. We want to do like this. These are the children. These are the churches. But what will I do? And then suddenly, Jesus will just appear. Son, this is it. This is what you will do. So he said exactly what happened to this fisherman. In the middle of discussion, Jesus came and said, I want you to go back for fishing. Now, look at the instruction. And I want you to note some words in verse number 4. In verse number 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, let's out into the deep and let down your nets. Look at the word nets. The word nets is spelled N-E-T-S. Am I right? Okay. Now, in a simple grammar, when you say nets, we are talking to more than one net. Meaning, all these fishermen, they have at least one net. At least. All the fishermen. But good fishermen, they have more than one net. They have an extra net with them. Because they are so scared, in the middle of fishing, something happened to their net and it broke down. At least they have another one to use it. But here he said, the instruction is this. Instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ, go back for fishing and use your nets. And by the way, before he came in verse number 2, on the last part, the Bible said, when washing their nets. So we are talking to a lot of nets. We are not just talking So now, when they heard the Lord Jesus Christ giving instruction to Simon to go back on fishing, remember that is daytime. Morning, probably between 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm sure some of these people, they start talking, "Hey, look, Simon, how we can go back for fishing? We never go fishing during midnight. The rest of fishing always at night time. If you will go fishing during the daytime, this is just for fun. Or we call it sport fishing. But if it is a commercial fishing, always they will do it night time." So here is Jesus asking these fishermen that they just came back, asking them to go back for fishing daytime. So some of these people, I'm sure there is an argument between Simon and John and the rest of the fishermen. Some of these people agree that they will go back for fishing because it is daytime. But one thing that you will have to say to Simon, he is a leader. There are people, we call it, born to be a leader. They have leadership. They can move people. They can command people. One of them is Simon. He talked to all these fishermen, "Hey, fellow, there's nothing wrong to go back. Then why not let's try it? But anyway, we don't have nothing. We've got nothing. We don't have money to feed our children. Let's go back." So everybody decided to go back for fishing. But at this time, Jesus is with them. And by the way, what is the reason why they caught nothing that night? There is only one reason why all these fishermen that night they go back with emptiness. I am sure, 100% sure, that Jesus commanded all the fishes in that ocean to stay away with those fishermen that night. Now remember, this is not the first time that Jesus used a fish. You remember the time of Jonah? He commanded big waves. This is not the first time. Now I am sure Jesus knows exactly what happened to these people. I know exactly, I am very sure that Jesus, he talked to all those fishes in the lake, "Oh fellow, all fishes, stay away from this fisherman, do not allow them to catch you. I will teach them a lesson tonight." Okay? Now, the second time that they go up for fishing is daytime. Look what happens. And some of us have said that to Simon, "Ask the master, we have told of the night, we have taken nothing. But nevertheless," the Bible said, "at thy word, I will let down the net." Now here is a man, although he is tired, but he thanks the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Master, I am tired. Master, I just came back from fishing, I caught nothing. But because of your word, I will go back." Now those kind of people that we need in our churches, those kind of leadership that we need in our churches, they are willing to listen to the word of God. When we listen to the word of God, everything will be alright. Although there are some disappointments, also there are some problems that we are going to face. But if the Bible will guarantee us everything will be okay, because He is God and He knows everything what He is doing. So He said, "At thy word, I will let down the nets." Look at verse number 7, number 6. "And when they had this done, they throws a great multitude of fishes, and their net break." Look at the word net. I want you to see the word net in your Bible on verse number 6. There is missing letter in the word net. Am I right? The word net is spelled N-E-T. He said their net has been break. How many net they use? One. Right? The question is, do they have one net? You are expecting a miracle that those fishes will jump on your ship? No! There are some people that are like, hey, I want a miracle. I will be faithful to the Lord. He will give me miracle. No! The only miracle that we have today is a miracle of changed life. That's the only miracle that we have. It's a miracle of changed life. But some people, Lord, give me a sign. Lord, give me a miracle. I will be faithful. They are just like the same, those fishermen. They went on fishing. They didn't want to use their nets. They are waiting something. Have a fish from heaven. Or those fishes that they will jump on the ship one by one until the ship is filled of fishes. What happened? Again, they got nothing. But when Simon started pulling his net, he did something wrong. It's heavy, and he cannot pull it alone. What he did on verse number 7. On verse number 7, and they bring on unto their partners. When he realized that this net is heavy, he started howling. He said, hey, come on, help me. He started shouting. Then he's trying to call those fishermen on the other ship to come over and help them. You know, if I am Simon, I will not do that. You know why? On the first place, these people, they don't have trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, they don't have faith. Number three, they don't want to work. They just want the blessings, but they don't want to work. In this world, it cannot take. You want a blessing, you need to work. You want money, you need to work. You cannot just stay in your home and wait manna from heaven to fall in heaven, in your room, and in your shoulder. You need to go out and work and work and work. But John is a different man. He started howling and, come on, fellow, help me. Look at the attitude of this man. He is not a selfish Christian. He tried to open his arms of what he had, and he's willing to share to somebody. And he called this fisherman.
Look at the following verses. On verse number 7.
And he said, and they gave unto their partners, which were on the other ship, that they should come and help them. You know what happened? Because Simon is selfish. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink.
It is not only Simon's.
Peter's ship has been filled with fishes, even the other ship, because of one man, Simon. Now this man, he is willing to share of what he had, all the blessings that God trusted to him. He said, fellow, the Lord bless me here. He became a channel of blessing to those fishermen. You remember the boy in feeding the 5,000? Remember that? This lad boy, he get 5 bread and 2 fishes. He is just a boy. But the attitude of this boy, hey, I get 5 fishes and I get 2 fishes. Jesus, take it. When he surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, out of 5 fishes and out of 2 fishes, the Bible said, they made 5,000 men. Children are not included. Women are not included. Bible scholars, they said more than 10,000 has been fed because of those 5 pieces of loaf and 2 fish. If we will just learn in our life as Christians that we will go to let the Lord, the word that God entrusted to us and offered to somebody in His word, both our fishes, both our ships will fill with fishes. The reason why I came here, we are praying Simon to be our partner in Cambodia. People are so hungry to the Word of God. The only thing that they're facing is we pray people, but we cannot cope up all the expenses that we have. And I will assure you, if you will involve in our ministry, people will get saved in Cambodia, and in heaven, somebody will come and say, thank you. You pray for us. Thank you, you help us. Now, we are in heaven. If we will just let the Lord to use us and the wealth that God has given to us. We are not looking wealthy men. We are not looking multi-billionaire Christians. We are just looking ordinary Christians is willing to be used by the Lord and share what they have. That's all. But if we will let God to use us, we can be a blessing to others. In 1920, the chief executive of Coca-Cola Company, he called all the executives in every country, and they held a meeting in New York, 1920. And then this man, he raised a bottle of Coke on his left hand. And this is his statement, and he said, I want this bottle to shake around the world. That is their goal. That is 1920. 50 years after, they called another meeting. And he raised a bottle of Coke again, and he said, mission accomplished. Today, you go anywhere in this planet. You go any country in this planet, Coke is always available. If you know somebody in Africa, send them an email and ask them if there is a Coke they have. If you know somebody outside Canada, ask them, do you have Coke? I will assume you said, yes, we have. It's only 50 years they accomplished their goal. Let me tell you tonight before I close. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came and he raised his book. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Am I right? 2,000 years ago. He said, go ye and preach the gospel. Not only to Canadians, not only to Americans, he said, into all creatures, go. I will ask you tonight, if Jesus will stand here right now and look at your eyes, can he say, mission accomplished? No. We failed him. Because there are countries in this world right now that is still, there is no gospel witness. There are people in this country, here in Canada, that is still never heard the gospel. That is 2,000 years ago. Sir, ma'am, we failed him. We failed him in his coming. I don't know how I am going to face the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so scared and I am so ashamed because of that commandment. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature. And I wish before Jesus will come, I can bring this book to every family, to every doorstep, to every houses. In a country called Cambodia. And I can say, Lord, I try my best to bring the gospel, but people reject it. I wish I can say, Lord, I've done my best. Tonight, if Jesus will ask you, what you will say? Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. And we ask you, may you continue to guide us and help us. You have been faithful to our lives. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to know your word, to serve you. But we failed you many, many times. You are so faithful. Lord, I am praying in that ministry way back in that small country broken body. We are looking Simon to be our partner in reaching those lost souls. And I pray in you, give us simple Christians with all that faithfulness that are willing to share what we have for the salvation of souls in the country. And I pray tonight may you continue to challenge our hearts. And I wish that we will do everything to preach this book to every creature before you will come. I pray that we continue to use the means of this church and Pastor Shad and his family to bring this gospel to every houses, to every family in this city. And I pray that time will come that there will be no people in this place that will go to hell and with a reason that they never heard the gospel. And I pray that through this church, it will become a lighthouse in this place. That one day, those people that rejected your word will suffer eternity in hell forever. One day, somebody knock on the doors. Somebody shared the gospel from this church. But they turned back against the truth. They turned back against your word. And I pray, may you continue to bless this ministry. We bless the pastor and his family. Thank you, Lord. And we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor.
Amen. Thanks, brother. Let's close in a hymn. Let's see.
Sorry.
That's no problem.